This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even with some of these instrumental tunes, like the things produced by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you can tell, and that's the whole idea, with all these Christmas tunes that are so recognizable, whether they be spiritual, sacred, secular Christmas tunes. Oh, come, let us adore him. Right, you got the lyric line. That's what we are used to and what we like, mm-hmm. I think. About Christmas, much as anything else. So come all ye faithful.
Yeah.
I kind of like hearing those every once in a while.
Yep. Christmas. I cannot hear a TSO song without also envisioning the light show that they have at their concerts.
Yes.
It is. Right. I highly recommend, if they are coming to your city, please go. You will not regret it. They do not disappoint. TSOtickets.com is where you can find more information.
Uh-huh. So, we have been very dutifully giving away dozens of these CDs and LPs, so we're done with that the form of a final conversation with a gentleman who lives in Evansville, Illinois. Here's the conversation that we just had a few minutes ago with Lawrence Tevis. On with us now is Lawrence Tevis. Hello, Lawrence. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
How are you? Fine. About yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Yes, I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. Where are you in the country, Lawrence?
Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville. Have you heard me tell my story about the times when I used to go out to visit my grandparents in Illinois, going through Evansville?
I haven't heard that one.
You haven't heard that. I won't tell it to you now. Tell me what you do in Evansville.
I'm a mechanic.
What do you work on?
I work on trucks, cars, airplanes.
Wait, do you have your own business or do you work for somebody else?
No, I just part-time, play around with it anymore,
Have you had a discussion with anybody about the right to repair, that issue, which has affected not just farms, but people who are running garages, either part-time, full-time? You know, the issue where the companies don't... I didn't hear what you said.
No.
It's an issue, no question about it. So, the fact that you're in Evansville, does that mean that you're a native, or did you move there from somewhere else? What's your life been like?
I've been here since the early 60s. I originally mm-hmm. from Colorado.
Really, most people move from Evansville to Colorado, not the other way around. What brought you to Evansville? Did you? Some woman brought you to Evansville, I'll bet, right?
Well, actually, my family was transferred here through my dad's job, so I came out here to pump oil,
Yeah, well, listen, there are worse things that could have happened, for sure. It's a nice town, nice community, and I hope that you were we're going to give you one of these. Did you decide whether you wanted a CD or an LP of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I should have the LP.
Good. All right, so hold on just a second. James will talk to you a little bit more. Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, you and your family. Thank you for being a good listener, a loyal listener. And hopefully you'll enjoy this Trans-Siberian Orchestra LP. We'll put you in the running for the drawing later today the wireless Audio-Technica turntable. It's worth a lot of money, and it'll be fun to have around. All right, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Good to talk with you.
All right, thank you.
All right, 11 after the hour, Doug Stephens' Good Day program. We had that conversation with him. So we've given away all of the songs, all the albums, all the CDs, and so we will have a drawing later on for your chance at winning that Audio-Technica fully automatic turntable that uses, it's either wired or wireless, whichever way you want to use it. Either way, it's a pretty cool prize. And maybe something you'll keep for yourself, or maybe something that you'll give away. The season that we're in, focusing on good things, but there are these continuing stories that you hear about people doing things that are almost like, who are these people? And there was a group meeting in Boston. Actually, I'm looking at one of the Boston papers. They call them here. They're deaf. It's a deaf group. Okay, hearing impaired. Yeah. But they're deaf. It's a deaf group that has they've been meeting. There, most communities, most bigger communities have these organizations that help to cater and work with people who have various disabilities. Sorry, this guy comes in with a gun. They were the deaf people were collecting things to give to their own to share for Christmas, and this thug comes in with a gun, and he raids the place and cleans out all of the things that were in. Now, these things happen, but I guess I was more outraged because it was a group of deaf people, and maybe, you know, a thug is a thug, right? A crook is a crook. Somebody who, well, he was arrested anyway. They found this kid. He was 19 years old. But just who thinks like that, Jay? Who thinks that...
And did he know who he was targeting? Would this constitute as a hate crime?
Well, he did it because they couldn't hear him when he came in. That was the whole thing behind it. He said, okay, I'm going to go rob them because they won't be able to hear me. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so anyway, he was caught. That's good. Flu activity has increased around the country. Most of you have noted this. I can't tell you how many people I know who have been sick for sometimes a couple of days, 3-4 days. I had it myself. It's not COVID. It's not RSV. It's
a cold.
New strain of the flu. Yeah, it's kind of like a cold.
It's the flu. I feel like we all forgot that the cold, like colds and flus, exist for a little bit. Our first thought typically is like, is it COVID? I should take a COVID test really quickly.
Yeah. Well, when I got it, I did test myself for COVID because I want to make sure it wasn't COVID. And it wasn't. But something that it's so strong. From a lot of the people that I know have had it 4 or 5 days or maybe longer. Somebody I knew last week got it and still has it. So you build up your immune system by taking lots of vitamin C, having lots of good food, lots of good fruit, lots of a good soup, that sort of thing, and make sure you get plenty of sleep. That's as much as anything else. That is the way to counter this, by having plenty of rest, have your body in good shape. All right, let's move to the outrage of the day. Texas Supreme Court has ruled against this woman who sought an abortion. She says, listen, I've had enough with Texas. I'm going to go somewhere else. The Texas Supreme Court... this is something, again, this is so wrong in so many different ways. this lady is already the mother of two, and she's 20 weeks pregnant with her third baby. She found out just after Thanksgiving, excuse me, that her fetus has a fatal disease and will die either in her womb or upon being born. So she wanted to terminate the pregnancy to protect her health and her future ability to have children. And so they wanted to get a court order to block the abortion ban from applying to her, as well it should.
Mm-hmm. And this is a medical situation. This isn't somebody using abortion as a form of birth control. This is a person who got pregnant, was thrilled with the pregnancy, wants the baby, and had an earth-shattering realization to find out that her baby would not survive.
It's
and now
disgusting.
She basically is being told by the state to wait until it becomes a life or death situation in her sense.
What right do they have
the ability
to predicate
to have children in the future if she does end up waiting? So she's going to cross state lines and go take care of herself.
Good. That's what she should do. What business is it of the states? You know, they say they're protecting the life of an unborn child. In this case, that is so stupid. They aren't. The doctors have all said, all of them, she's been examined any number of times, and they all agree that either she'll die, the baby when it's born will die, or both of them will die. Mm-hmm. Are you that tone deaf to individual, the credence or lack thereof that these people have for making decisions like this? Mm-hmm. I just, it's beyond the fact. There's no objective thinking here, frankly. So this lady says we can't get an abortion in Texas. Okay, we'll go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But why should she have to? And again, I say this because has Texas had a vote on this? This year was Ohio, but there have been a number of states because really the Supreme Court decision didn't change Roe v. Wade. It's
just put the power in the
states. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And every state that's had a vote on it, I think, what are there, 11, 12, 13 states that have voted on it? Every single one of them have voted to stay with, in essence, the Roe v. Wade decision. That's the way I think it should be, frankly. It has nothing to do with liberalism or conservatism. It has to do with human decency.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, this is also an example of the different needs for an abortion, where I think a lot of people in the argument of abortion, most people come back to who are against abortion are against it because of people who use it as a form of birth control, or people who suddenly change their mind and want to terminate their pregnancy at a relatively late date. Like 20 weeks pregnant is kind of late. In this situation, though, her baby is going to die no matter what. The question is she going to die? Could she die? Could she be taken from her already, the existing children? Could she lose the ability? This, again, I kept saying this, but this is a woman who wanted this child, who had her entire world shattered, her heart shattered when she found out the fate of her child. Now she's just trying to protect herself, to protect the mother of her children, and protect her future ability to have more children.
It's just, you know, as an older, somebody seasoned and a veteran in the various social wars that have taken place over the last 50, 60 years or so, this is one that's been consistently handled poorly by many, many people participating in the debate. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-419-1013 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-419-1013. That's 800-419-1013. What do you have to lose? Call 800-419-1013. Again, 800-419-1013.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, social media time in this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Jay does a fabulous job of bringing together all of these thoughts and things that not only what we talk about here regarding social media, the things that technically we encounter, but also some of the stories about people who are trending and stories that are posted that we have on our social media that you can comment on by just using at Good Day Networks. First focus here is on an Arizona woman who fell victim to a deep fake scam, Jay, using celebrities on social media. So these are artificially generated. This is AI, altered images, videos, that sort of thing. It's becoming more and more difficult to know what's true, what's real. So this lady was making an online purchase. She said she did her research, but she saw Oprah Winfrey with a product. And so she was, okay, well, I saw Oprah, and thought, okay, this is good. If she backs it, it'll be okay. So she ordered it. She bought a bottle of keto gummies, I guess, at the website. Promises of weight loss and all that stuff with the approval of Oprah. She paid $49 for this stuff. And then she went to her bank account and she was charged $258. This is how these, this is, by the way, even the legitimate companies that have auto, what do they call it, auto draw or auto ship or
Auto
like
draft. Yeah,
never order anything. Yeah, no, you don't ever. You pay for what you use, and that's it. Don't allow them to keep sucking from you, because trying to find them to cancel it, it'll take you a week. So
They always offer these discounts. I think because I have done this before, where I was like, oh, I want the discount, so I'll subscribe, and then I'll cancel the subscription, or I'll pause it, or halt it, or whatever, and I forget entirely about it until all of a sudden I get the notification. But a reputable company will not just draft it; they will send you the notification of like, hey, your subscription order is about to ship. If you want to make any changes, here you go. So I've always had that reminder of, oh yeah, that's right. But a lot of these companies, they will not give you that. And Oprah has been very open, too, about the fact that she's been used a lot because she's been very vocal about weight loss efforts through pretty much the entirety of her career. She's been really big with Weight Watchers. And she's even said that is the only one that she backs. And she's been used for all of these different weight loss scams on social media. And this poor Arizona woman, her name's Laura, she, anytime she goes to buy something online, she does her research. This one time, she was like, oh, it's backed by Oprah. It's totally legit. Didn't do any research.
Right. There are a lot of other celebrities that have been used here. I know Tom Hanks is pretty upset about his likeness being used for this sort of thing without permission, obviously. There are others who have gone on, whether it's weight loss stuff or whatever they're selling. The number one thing is if they want your credit card number and they say, well, we'll automatically send this to you every month, just say no. No, I'll take one and I'll try it, and if I want more, I'll get back to you. But in this case, this lady experienced what so many of us have over the years when you sign up and good luck. She said she called, sent emails, tried to get to the company to cancel the order. She was given the runaround, which is what happens so typically with these companies. They're just, they're deceitful, dishonest, and don't do business with them.
It's a scam. Yeah, they don't actually have any product to send to you. They just wanted to take your money.
Yep. All right, word to the wise is sufficient. One of the questions that we have at Doug Steffen, the Facebook page, the X page, all of our social media, Instagram, we were asking you to tell us about your favorite wintertime memory from your childhood. Christina Miller says outdoor ice skating. Yeah, she had weak ankles, and she had to have a strong guy tie the laces so that she could skate. That's a great memory. I think I remember that. Here's John Walzak, who's up in Buffalo. The blizzard of 77, he said. The snow was piled so high in front of the house. It was a...
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. This as Jack Smith is skipping a federal appeals court and going directly to the highest court in the land to determine whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed while in office. President Biden and the First Lady held a Hanukkah holiday reception at the White House Monday night, the president calling on Americans to help stand up for the Jewish community, citing the rise of anti-Semitism nationwide and around the world in recent months.
The surge of anti-Semitism in the United States of America and around the world is sickening. You know, we see it across our communities and schools and colleges and social media. They surface painful scars for millennia.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
My name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
The book, A Short History of Nearly Everything, the story of some of these Christmas songs. Interesting, in the book there's a story about the relationship Gwen Stefani has with, now why did I forget his name? Is on the View.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. That's it. Right. Exactly. Kind of a nice. That's a nice romantic story, don't you think? That story of how they got together and how they've just kind of gone. In the case of the Voice,
a friendship while going through a divorce at the same time. And
yeah,
friendship blossoms into love.
Right.
That's a good spin on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows you that those who believe, and that certainly is what this season is about. Those people who believe in things that they don't think can happen, because a lot of people think, well, love doesn't strike twice. You can't have, and I think that's not true. You can have a good marriage, and then for whatever the reason, it stops being good. It's difficult to find somebody that you can stay with for your whole life. I don't think it's part of the human condition, at least the normal human condition. Like it or not, and think it's good or not, that's not the point. The point is that's reality, as tough for some people. And so when you find love again, if you believe that it couldn't happen, and then it does. You know, it's kind of like a philosophy, believing in things that haven't happened. Thoughts are things. And when something happens that you don't think is going to happen, it's unexpected, it's even better. It's more savory, if you will. So if you don't see things that aren't there yet, that doesn't mean that you can't manifest something into reality. I'm not even thinking that those two were trying. They just happened to, and how many more stories are there like that, where two people got together and it just went from friendship
to... the two, now I'm completely forgetting their names. Brobach?
Give me...
The two who were both fired from their news show.
Oh, the news show, yeah.
All different Brobach things, and they were having an affair, and then now their exes, who never would have gotten together, have found solace and now romance with each other.
Right. It's cool.
It's a beautiful full circle moment.
Right, and what can be bad
Amy
about love?
Amy Robach and Jay Holmes, that's it.
Yeah, right. What can be bad about that under the circumstances? Nothing. Today is Christmas card day. Christmas cards. And the man who's credited with coming up with the concept for a commercial Christmas card is Sir Henry Cole. He didn't have time to write all of the family and friends at Christmas time. He was a worker at a public records office in London. He commissioned an artist to design a card that he could send around. This was back in 1843. It had a picture of a family that was drawn celebrating Christmas together while they were eating. And there were images of people giving food and clothing to the needy also on this card. And it read, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. That was the inscription. The cards worked well for him. He had 1,000 of them printed, and they were sold for what amounted to a quarter each. The first mass-produced Christmas cards. And so you fast forward to, let's say, 20, 30 years ago. I think this was in 2001, actually. One of the original cards, he had 1,000 of them made. One of the original cards still existed, was signed by him, and it sold at auction for $33,000. I always love that. People have those things, right?
Impressive.
Yeah, it is, right? All right. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here about what's going on with Hamas and Israel and the turmoil on college campuses. See, I think that our news media in this country is paying so much attention to this, they're taking their eye off of the ball. The real issue is, hello, Hamas, and the attack on Israel, and then Israel's response. That the whole business about what's going on here in the protests, also in other countries around the world, that doesn't take away from, although it has, the news media seems to be thinking more and many circumstances about the protests and stuff and what the Palestinians deserve. The Palestinians aren't the people who perpetrated
crisis, no
this. Yeah. So, but it's the priorities here. Maybe you can't have one without the other, but both of them deserve, I think the war deserves more attention than the college campus protests, but that's not the way it's shaking out here. And so a lot of the colleges have been embarrassed by this because they don't know how to handle it. I get that colleges are supposed to be a place, and they ought to be a place, and I hope they are, for free speech, for debate, for discussion. But I was mentioning Ann Coulter earlier. How many college campuses has she been chased off of because of her political point of view? That's not freedom of speech. How do you figure that a place that's supposed to encourage all sorts of ideas, how do you learn if you don't hear ideas from people? Whether you agree or disagree, how do you know you agree or disagree when you hear them discussed? And so this is not, the college campuses today are not a safe place, in my rendering, for free speech. They just aren't. Many of them aren't, anyway. And the whole thing, this is certainly a different war. There are a lot of tensions not only there, but again, the Jewish students. There are, I think there's a whole bunch of hypocrisy here. The celebration that's gone on about Hamas's massacre and the calls for future violence by these kids that don't know they couldn't find their butt in a snowstorm. It's and this woman.
What's the difference between extremists?
So anyway, I mean, this doesn't need to be rehashed here. I just find, because we have a bully pulpit here and you and I get to express our thoughts, and anybody who wants to agree or disagree, help yourself to our social media. I don't know that we've asked a serious question like this or the serious question about what's going on college campuses or what the real issue is here. Is the issue what's happening? There are two legitimate issues, the attack and then the aftermath of the attack. Those are the two issues, and now it's being handled. And so now, a lot of these colleges have seen what's going on. They have focused on restricting speech, and that certainly upsets people on both sides. It's very inconsistent with what has been, as I said a few minutes ago, has been the rule. And so the college is now trying to figure out what to do. And their irrelevancy, this is for parents who are thinking about what to do. My son and I had this conversation over the weekend. He should never have gone to college when he did. He's completing a master's degree right now, and he's in his mid-40s, and he's acing it. When he was in college, when he was a late teenager, early 20s, the college thing was a waste of time for him. He ended up working in a diner for a year or so. And it was one of the best educations. I can remember going, he was in school in Hartford. I went down with regularity when he was working at the diner to have a meal and just check on him, make sure he was okay. And he was happy as could be, working in this greasy diner for minimum wage, but he wasn't ready for school. He was ready to do, everybody is different. And at different points in maybe your experience, Jay, going to school, some people just don't, A, need to go to school at all. They find a trade. Or they're not ready for whatever the reason. Brendan had issues with his mother who was dying at the time, and so that was what was on his mind, not school. And so we were talking about, I said, maybe you should have gone to Heidelberg instead of to Trinity. He said, Dad, I shouldn't have gone to school at all. And we all have had that conversation, and he's right at that point. So now he's a mature man, and he's changing his career from what he was doing in the Hollywood community to something that he feels will be much more helpful to writing scripts. Doesn't help humanity, but he thinks that what he wants to do is going to help people, and that's what we're all here
to
do.
That's great. That's like soul fulfilling.
Yeah, and he's got a very supportive wife who has a great job, so he's not able to work as much. He spends a lot of his time not only with his school stuff, but also with Jasper. And so, it works. Whatever works is what you need to do. You figure out what works, and then you go down that street. But we were all talking about college campuses this weekend and what's going on. Megan is a professor of English at UCLA, and she can't stand the stuff that's so one-sided. We all talk about freedom of speech, and so does it exist? In some cases, no. They shout you down or send you away, and what kind of an education is that?
But you're not being imprisoned. But you're not being imprisoned. I think that's where it really comes for what freedom of speech is. You are not free to say what you want and not have any repercussions in terms of people. What is it? Guilty by association. If you say something and you are backed by a company and you could be, what you say is losing that money, they may part ways with you. But you're not being thrown into prison or facing death row because of what you said.
Speaking of that, Russian opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, apparently is missing. He's been in prison, and now people say they've lost contact with him. So what does that tell you? What it tells you is that Putin, is at it again. He tried to, poison this guy. They tried to kill him in other ways. They tried to silence him by sending him to prison for 19 years. Found guilty of creating an extremist community. You know what a bunch of BS that is. He was already serving sentences of 11 years in a maximum security facility. He was charged with fraud. I mean, they do whatever they can. I think that Putin was afraid at the time to just kill him, although there have been plenty of those politically motivated assassinations in Russia since Putin has been in charge. But they had some sort of, what happens is that people confuse our legal system, which is fairly objective. When you talk about a legal system in a place like Russia, it's a joke. It isn't like, it's not like it's legal. It's what the people in charge say is legal. There's no constitution.
It's legal there.
Well, there is, but it's, the constitution is flexible, shall we say. That's how Putin got back
in. It's more of a suggestion.
Exactly, yeah. Well, let's see if you want to do this. So our country says it's deeply concerned. Okay, so what about his disappearance? He should be released immediately. You think Putin gives a damn what the people in the White House think here, especially now? He was supposed to go to court, apparently, this week, and he was unable to appear because they can't find him. And he's in very poor health anyway. So it's just one more example of how the system in some countries works. We should be thankful for how well it works in our country. 48 after the hour now on the Good Day program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-461-4410. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-461-4410. That's 800-461-4410. Again, 800-461-4410.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, a noted Nooka chiropractor. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has a fabulous overview of how to take care of yourself and your body, not only with physical treatments like the Nooka chiropractic adjustments that happen to your upper cervical spine, shoulders, neck, all that area, but also he's got a great philosophy and education in the GAPS practice, which is basically health in your gut. Jack maintains that without healthy gut, you are not a healthy person. So I noticed that you have become more involved, although I remember when I used to be told that having a shake with raw eggs in it was something I should do every day, and now you underscore that. This is eggnog time, so can we get away with having eggnog instead of six egg yolks?
No, because the eggnog is pasteurized milk.
Yeah. Well, you could do raw milk.
If you can get raw milk and make your own eggnog, by all means, go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just throw eggs in a very healthy
drink. Blender. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, what's the difference between a yolk? I should have this on the Food, Farm, and Family Report. I guess I know because if the rooster has gotten to the hen, then the eggs that are being dropped are fertilized, and you can see the little blip inside. Some people think it's gross. If the egg is fertilized, then the yolk becomes the food for the chicken that's going to be hatched. So if that's not the case, then what is the egg yolk for? Which is the better part, the yolk or the non, what do they call the other part of the egg?
Well, the egg white.
Egg white, that's it.
Yeah, the egg white is the protein.
Yeah.
So you got to have the protein present for the chick to develop, but the egg yolk is where the real nutrition is. All of the vitamins, all of the amino acids, all of the cofactors that are involved with mineral absorption, all these things are in the yolk. And this idea that egg yolks clog your arteries has been disproven more times than I have the time to explain now. Absolute nonsense.
Well, it's back and forth. You know, people say one thing, and then science disproves itself. It's like going around in a barrel.
Wait a second. Just look at history. Just look at history, Doug. 100 years ago was when heart disease began to show up. just 100 years ago. Prior to that, there wasn't any heart disease. The CDC's records are very clear of this. In fact, the first report of heart disease in a medical peer-reviewed journal was in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1911. Was the first time there was any mention of something sticky inside the heart valves. Prior to that, there was no mention of it at all, and people ate tons and tons of eggs.
Well, but you know what? The doctors will tell you it's because they didn't have the ability, they didn't have the equipment. They couldn't see inside of your heart or your lungs or your chest to know whether there was anything there or not.
But they had autopsies.
Yeah,
they would, and that's what happened. It was based on an autopsy that this first report got published, and the doctor said, hey, I don't know what the heck this is. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this. Some yucky, yucky stuff inside this guy's cardiac coronary tree inside his heart. And this is, of course, when enriched white flour was being introduced into the public mindset. Prior to that, there wasn't any real bleached white flour. And it just caught on really quick. And when you have white flour, it's like white rice. All of the nutritional content of the wheat berry is gone by the time it becomes white flour. All of the nutritional content of whole grain rice is gone by the time it becomes white rice. So you're feeding yourself with something that fills your belly with no nutritional content, and you slowly are dying of malnutrition. The first organ in the human body, not the brain, the heart, the first organ to suffer from malnutrition, which is why it's the number one killer in America today, simply because of malnutrition.
All right. So what happens when we cook the eggs? We have eggs. If I ever do have an egg, it's a well-done egg because I can't stand the yolk, frankly. I know you think it's yummy, but I think it's gross.
Well, it's kind of tasteless, actually. Egg yolks are kind of tasteless. But the more you cook anything, the more you kill the natural nutrient content of it, especially in the sense of amino acids. Some vitamins survive cooking. Some don't. Vitamin C does not survive cooking. But vitamins A, D, and K do. And E, they'll survive cooking. A cooked egg is better than no egg. That may sound kind of silly, but that's the truth.
No, you got it. Right.
But it's one of the... In 21 days, you know that tiny little spot inside an egg that indicates it's been fertilized? In 21 days, it turns into something running around pee-pee-pee-pee-pee-pee all over the floor.
Well, what do the hens say about this? Bawk, 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 bawk. That's what they say about it. Jack Stockwell. JackStockwell.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com here.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.